Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm very honored to be here this morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Chavon, and you all for having me. So my name is Aline Binyungu. I am from the Congo and the co-founder of Women's Refugee Care. I'm sorry, I speak more than 5 languages, so I will ask you to be a little patient with me. Yeah, so in the Congo, I was working with my husband, helping women and girls. And the government didn't want that. They wanted to stop. And our life was threatened. We were forced to leave. So we went to Uganda, Rwanda, the neighbor country, Uganda, Kenya. Then we went to Thailand, in Bangkok, in Asia. Life was very hard because as a refugee, we couldn't work. We get a touristic visa, then our visa expired in 3 months, and we became illegal. We were the police target because of our dark skin. It was horrible. Once they get you, they find you on your way, they catch you, they put you in the jail. Yeah, so I was going to churches to find food and clothing for my family. It was horrible. We stayed in a small room with my 6 children. We couldn't walk. Life was miserable as a refugee in a new country. But after 6 years, we were happy to come to the US. And then we were happy, we could breathe. And then we found like life became again very hard because no one spoke our language at the time. In a new country, life must be very hard. The system is different, the culture is different, the people are different. So we said that we needed to stand again to build a community where people will feel strong and restart their life. I want to talk a little bit about the refugee background. We focus on women and children because they are the most vulnerable. Back home, even in the resettlement process. Back home in the Congo, the women are voiceless. They didn't have education opportunities. And as you know, the youth, the children are the future. So we try to help the women, to help them to get empowered. And most of the refugees, before they come here, they spend decades in the refugee camps all over the world. All our youth, from 0 to 25 years old, they were born in the refugee camp. They don't know even anything about our country, their native country, good or bad, they don't know. And here we try to teach them about our country and then help them to get used to the new life system. They witness a lot of violences. They saw their relatives died, being killed, died by the lack of the medical care. In the refugee camp, life is very bad. There is nothing. There is no hygiene, no medical care, no school, no electricity, no food. People are starving. They cook beans for all day, expired beans. So people suffer a lot. The last 2 weeks, we just welcomed a family. The father of the family is 77. He was great in the country, working for the government. He spent 25 years in the refugee camp somewhere in Africa, and then he came here exhausted, no hope. And he told me, they just tell me that I can't work. I don't know what I will be going to do in this country. I felt bad about that. He came here finished, but we have hope about his children. Maybe they can do great if they find someone, if they find support. So the women, most of our women are single moms. We have widows, moms and dads, widows. Their partners died in the refugee camps because of sicknesses, because of violences. The background is heavy full of trauma. They are survivors. And once they come here, we want to provide them a warm welcoming, a smile, a big hug. They need someone to tell them sorry for what happened to you. Those few words can just bring hope and make someone smile. So we created the organization to address those needs because it's a new life celebration. That's why when there is a family coming, we provide the cultural food because it's a celebration. They eat. You will see when they eat, they never find like a nice meal. They eat, they rejoice. After 2 days, we provide a food basket. They can eat 10 days until they can get their legal paper and their EBT card for the food. We try to be together in the weekend. We organize. We go, we organize potluck. We play. We rejoice. Yeah, that is the welcoming. We try to build the community to be together. We do also the education and advocacy, because once the children get here, they enroll them to the Providence schools. And they face a lot of challenges because they don't speak English. They are different. They are black. They don't feel welcomed. They cry. They suffer. They want to drop the school. It takes them all year, 2 years, even the still children. So we advocate to the like ESL coaches, to the Providence school, to see how they can help them to get adjusted. And because you will see a 10 years old child in fourth grade, and the level is just the alphabet. They give some text to read, some fraction, mathematics. They don't know anything, even in their languages. So it's very hard. We try to advocate. We try to ask if they can put like 5 children speaking the same language so they can strengthen themselves. We had some child who didn't get their food at school for a week because while they were learning for the food, anyone can tell them, you, where are you going? They run away, they hide, they cry. They pee on themselves in the class. They can't advocate. They can't communicate. There is some children who never see a white person. The teacher can be white. The child is black. Just from that, they get worried. They worry. And if the teacher can't cite the name of the child, if the teacher can't smile, it becomes very stressful. So we try to address all those needs. No one speaks the English, even the parent, and it becomes hard. That's why we always need the tutors, the student, the college student, the high school student to help those children. We partner with Brown University and PC, Providence College, to see how we can get some tutors to different families. Yeah, we do also the mentoring program, some local who can be, we pair them with the new families just to teach them how they can be themselves in the new culture, showing them around, giving some cultural orientation, and being their friend. We do also the women empowerment group. The women meet once a month, 25 to 40 women. And we have a day program. Friday women meet with the therapist because they have PTSD. Some can't walk because of their mental issue. They are wounded. They need to be healed. They need to smile. So we provide that space where people can laugh a little bit. Yeah, so only one thing I wanna say. It's about Christian. Most of our volunteers, the people who help us, are not Christian. We need to see Christians involved in that great cause because I know each one is capable of doing good. Even a smile to someone is great. Just a word of peace. Sometimes it's a small thing. Sometimes when I am in the ascensor, the lift, ascensor, elevator. When I am in an elevator, when I meet people, if those people can just be looking like this, I worry. Because people have seen a lot. People worry about anything. The way you can be looking to people can make them feel bad or worry. And a good way you can look to someone can make his day. Yeah, so we are called to try to do good, some good. Anything can help. That's why I'm very thankful to the people from this church. I will not cite their names, beginning by the pastor, for all the gifts, the donations they always bring to new families. It's very meaningful. Being in a new country with a new language is very hard. Some people are asking to die. I prefer to die because it's become, again, a big fight. They fight a lot. They survived from back home in the camps, and then in America, they don't have hope, and they feel bad about themselves. Yeah, the expectation of coming to America is great. The America is the first country, you all know that. And when people come here, and then they can't smile, they can't find anything, the minimum they need. Yeah, I miss the word. Yeah, it's a heartbreaking. Yeah, people need to smile. Yeah, to just leave. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
In the season after Easter, in this Easter tide, we will continue to look at what it means to be a new creation. And I want us to hold some space in our hearts and minds in ways that I'm praying so fervently we don't walk out here the same way we walked in. Hold what it means to know that you have the ability to bring hope with a smile. I hear Eileen asking us clearly to allow our faith to be present in the work that we're called to do in this world, amen? I hear Eileen saying we have a person, we have a team that we can partner to. We've been talking a lot in recent years about what it means, in recent time, about what it means to be intercultural versus multicultural. It's beautiful that we can name that we come from different places. It is a gift to the world and to ourselves if we can help people support their own culture, love them as they are, and be alongside each other. Because we don't live in a space where we learn how to do that very well. If we can continue to practice what it means to honor and help others to be able to honor themselves as God has created them, that is important and beautiful work. And that, I believe, is what we're called to do in this new creation. We thank you, Aileen. We thank you so much for all of the work that you and Clement do and all of those who volunteer and are connected with the Women's Refugee Care. And on behalf of PPC, we will continue the work of discerning how we can be partners and friends and stand alongside and do the work. This day, please carry a smile out with you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Milton.